You're listening to the Asimov Paradigm, a Morse code podcast.
We're diving into the mind of Sam Altman today.
Yeah.
You've sent over like a ton of info on his views.
Yeah.
And it seems like AI is his crystal ball, you know, for the future.
Yeah.
He's not just talking about like making our phones sleeker or anything like that.
Right.
It's about tackling these like huge issues like climate change and disease.
Yeah.
It's like he's saying, forget flying cars. AI is the real game changer.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, you know? The thing that's really remarkable about Altman is just this like unwavering belief in AI's power to really like revolutionize, not just improve, every single part of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And the key here is the speed.
Right.
This isn't about like small steps forward. This is about exponential growth.
Hold on. You lost me at exponential growth.
Okay.
Like, what does that even mean? And like, why should I care?
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Remember that article that you sent about AI being used to like discover new drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it highlighted how AI can analyze like millions of potential compounds in like a fraction of the time it would take, you know, a whole team of scientists. That's exponential growth in action. The speed and the scale of what AI can do is like increasing incredibly fast, you know?
Right.
It's like comparing your phone now to like those massive computers they had back in the 60s.
Right.
The implications are huge because it means we could be on the verge of solving problems that have like plagued us for centuries, you know?
Okay, I'm starting to see why Altman is so fired up about this.
Yeah.
But isn't this also where like the whole robots taking over fear comes in? You know, you marked a whole section in one of the reports about AI potentially like taking people's jobs.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
And it's definitely something that Altman addresses head on, you know?
Okay.
He doesn't try to downplay the potential downsides of AI on the job market.
Okay.
In fact, he's a big supporter of that universal basic income thing as like one way to deal with potential job displacement.
So it's not just about creating this like AI powered utopia. It's about preparing for how it could change like society as a whole.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And this is where Altman's vision gets really interesting, right?
Okay.
Because he's not just focused on the technology by itself. He's thinking about the social and economic structures that we need to have in place to support it.
Okay.
He argues that if we want AI to benefit everyone, then we need to rethink our traditional models of work and how we like think about income, you know?
Yeah.
He's putting forward UBI as kind of like a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
It would provide everyone with a certain level of income, whether or not they have a job.
Okay, that's a pretty like radical idea.
It is.
Does he actually get into like the nuts and bolts of how UBI would actually work, especially with all the like economic concerns some experts have?
He does acknowledge that it would be super complicated to put UBI into practice, especially on a large scale.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a topic that deserves its own depth dive. But the fact that he's even bringing it up shows how seriously he takes like the potential impact of AI on society.
It's like he's saying, like, hold on, we can't just unleash this crazy powerful technology without thinking about the consequences.
Totally.
And speaking of consequences, you know I'm all about the practical side of things, right?
Yes.
And all this stuff you pulled out about Altman's advice for entrepreneurs really caught my eye.
Okay.
It's like getting a sneak peek into how he thinks about success, you know?
Yeah.
Seems really big on solving real problems.
Mm.
Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. Altman is all about being practical.
Okay.
He really emphasizes this customer-centric approach, you know, like
understanding
their pain points.
Right.
And then building things that actually provide value. It's not about chasing the next like shiny object, you know,
right.
It's about finding real world problems
and
developing solutions that use AI to tackle them head on.
So it's about more than just like building some cool new app or whatever.
Exactly. It's about like going deeper, really understanding what your users need and then creating something that actually makes a difference in their lives.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the what, it's also about the how.
Okay.
And that's where his idea of ethical disruption comes in.
Okay. Let's unpack this whole ethical disruption thing.
Okay.
Because like it kind of sounds like an oxymoron, you know?
Right, you're right.
Like, how can you be disruptive and ethical?
These seem a little counterintuitive, but what Altman's getting at is we need to find that sweet spot between innovating and being responsible.
Okay.
He's challenging people, especially entrepreneurs, to think beyond just making money and consider the bigger picture, like how their work impacts society.
So it's about shaking things up, but not being reckless about it.
Exactly. It's about questioning the way things are,
yeah,
while also being mindful of the potential fallout.
Right.
He wants entrepreneurs to ask themselves these tough questions like, how is this technology going to affect people's lives?
Mm.
Are there any unintended consequences I haven't considered? Oh. How can I make sure that my work is actually beneficial to society as a whole?
It's refreshing to hear someone in the tech world, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. actually advocating for a more like mindful approach to innovation.
Yeah.
It's not just move fast and break things anymore.
Right.
It's move thoughtfully and build things that matter.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And this actually leads us perfectly to another crucial part of Altman's vision,
cool.
which is how technology interacts with society, especially when it comes to regulation.
Right. So we're talking about ethical disruption and all, but then there's this whole other thing like regulation.
Right.
How does Altman see that playing out, you know, with AI becoming such a big deal?
Well, and this might surprise you, but Altman isn't against regulation.
Okay.
He actually thinks it's really important.
Okay.
But he's all for a more collaborative approach between, you know, the tech companies and the people making the rules.
Okay, but like how would that actually work? Because let's be real. The government isn't exactly known for being like super adaptable and quick, especially when it comes to tech stuff.
That's true. And Altman gets that. He knows things move fast in the tech world, so he emphasizes this need for flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big believer in having these open conversations, you know, keeping the lines of communication open between policymakers and the people developing AI.
Okay, so more like guidelines than like handcuffs, you know?
Exactly. Think of it like setting up those guardrails for a self-driving car.
Right.
You want to make sure it's operating safely and ethically, but you don't need to tell it every single turn to make, right?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And it seems like Altman is like really focused on the ethical side of AI.
Mm-hmm.
You even highlighted something called inclusive ethics in one of the reports you sent over.
Right. So that's all about making sure that AI benefits everyone,
cool.
and not just a select few, you know?
Yeah.
So that means tackling things like potential bias in algorithms and making sure that everyone has equal access to these technologies.
So it's not enough to just be like, oh, our AI is totally objective. It's fine.
Exactly. We have to be really aware of how we're collecting data, how it's being labeled, and how it's ultimately used to train these systems.
Right.
Remember that study you shared about bias in facial recognition software?
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of why inclusive ethics is so important. Because if we're not careful, we could end up making existing biases even worse through the algorithms we create.
Man, that's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah.
It's like AI has the potential to be this amazing force for good.
Mm-hmm.
It could also make inequality even worse if we're not super careful.
Exactly. And that's why Altman talks a lot about the need for diverse voices and perspectives when we're developing AI.
Okay.
It's about bringing in ethicists, social scientists, people from all walks of life, really,
yeah.
to make sure that AI is developed and used responsibly.
It sounds like a really huge task.
Yes.
It's not even just about the code itself.
Yeah.
It's the ethical frameworks, the safety protocols, all the societal stuff too.
Yeah, it's a lot to consider.
It really is.
And this is where the global aspect comes in, which Altman stresses as well.
Yeah.
He's really pushing for international collaboration when it comes to developing and regulating AI.
Well, that makes sense. Like, AI doesn't really care about borders or anything.
Exactly.
So trying to figure all this out as individual countries would be kind of pointless.
Yep.
It would be like trying to put out a wildfire with, like, a garden hose.
Exactly.
Altman argues that we need this global framework for AI governance.
Right, yeah.
Something that encourages cooperation, transparency, mm-hmm. and a sense of shared responsibility.
Right, because ultimately we all want AI to benefit humanity as a whole, right?
Exactly.
This has been super insightful, but I'm curious, you mentioned earlier that Altman's leadership style
yeah.
is a big part of his whole approach to AI.
Yeah.
What have you picked up on that front from the material you've been going through?
Well, one thing that really stands out is how much he believes in empowering his teams.
Okay.
He's not about micromanaging. He'd rather foster an environment of trust and autonomy.
That's pretty cool to hear, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially in the tech world, which can be, you know, pretty high pressure and fast paced.
Definitely. But it's not just about giving people free rein and hoping for the best.
Okay.
Altman also stresses mentorship and guidance.
Right.
He's big on giving his team the support they need to really thrive.
So it's about that balance between giving people autonomy and making sure they have the guidance they need.
Exactly. He creates this environment where people feel empowered to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's okay to make mistakes, and they're constantly encouraged to push the boundaries.
That's interesting, because you always hear about these like lone genius types in tech.
Right.
The ones who disrupt everything single-handedly.
And mavericks, yeah.
But it sounds like Altman's approach is way more collaborative. you know?
Absolutely. And that goes back to his experience at Y Combinator.
Okay.
He saw firsthand how powerful mentorship and collaboration can be for driving innovation. Mm-hmm. He learned that the most successful startups weren't built by, you know, lone wolves. They were built by teams who worked together, supported each other, and pushed each other to grow.
So it's not enough to just have a great idea.
Right.
You need the right people and the right environment to actually make that idea a reality.
Exactly. And that's a key takeaway from Altman's leadership style. Surround yourself with awesome people. Yeah. Give them the power to do their best work. Mm-hmm. And never stop learning and growing together.
I love that. So I'm curious, does any of the stuff you've read touch on Altman's overall vision for the future?
Yeah.
Like, where does he see all of this leading?
Yeah, he definitely sees AI as this, like, transformative force in the future.
Okay.
But he's also really aware of the potential downsides, you know, the things we need to be cautious about.
Yeah, for sure. So what are some of those things that keep him up at night?
Well, one of the big ones is making sure what he calls AI alignment.
AI alignment. Okay, that sounds kind of technical. What does that actually mean?
Basically, it means we got to make sure that the goals of AI systems are aligned with, like, human values.
Okay, so we don't want our AI creations, like, going all rogue on us because we forgot to program in don't be evil or something.
Exactly. We don't want any unintended consequences, right?
All right.
And this is where all that research you sent on AI safety comes in.
Right.
Altman's a big advocate for putting a lot of resources into figuring out how to make AI safe mm-hmm. and how to reduce those potential risks, you know, especially as it gets more and more powerful.
Makes sense.
He even talks about this idea of red teaming AI systems.
Red teaming. Okay, I've heard that term before, but I'm drawing a blank. What is that again?
So it's kind of like ethical hacking, but for AI.
Okay.
You have these independent teams who basically try to break the system.
Got it.
You know, they poke and prod at it, try to find any vulnerabilities or weaknesses before it's released to the public.
That's actually really smart. It's like giving the AI a crash course and all the ways humans could mess things up.
Right.
So it can learn to avoid those pitfalls.
Exactly. It's like giving it a head start on avoiding those issues. And it shows that Altman really gets that developing AI comes with a lot of responsibility.
It's not just about building something cool.
Nope.
It's about building it the right way.
Exactly.
So it's the ethical frameworks, the safety protocols, and thinking about how this impacts society as a whole.
All of it, yeah. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. But you know what? That's what I love about these deep dives.
What's that?
We get to actually dive into these complex issues, you know?
Yeah, totally agree.
And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from everything we've talked about today.
Okay, what's that?
It's that the future of AI, it's not set in stone.
Right.
It's something we're all creating together through the choices we make, the research we focus on.
Conversations we have.
Exactly. It's like we're not just passengers on this AI-powered train. We're the engineers. We're the conductors.
Love that analogy.
Yeah, and we're even the passengers deciding where this train's going and what kind of ride it's going to be.
And that is such a powerful image. And it really highlights why it's so important to stay informed, to be engaged, and to really think critically about all of this as we, you know, keep moving into this new world of AI.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for walking me through all of this. It's given me a lot to think about.
My pleasure. Like you said, there's always more to explore with this stuff, but hopefully this gives everyone a good starting point, you know?
Definitely. And to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What really stood out to you today? Any burning questions or concerns, let us know. And until next time, keep those brains buzzing.